You are now standing outside the iconic and haunted Greyfriars Kirk, Kirk being a Scottish word for church. The name Greyfriars is in reference to the Franciscan friary which previously stood here, whose friars wore grey habits. The kirkyard was founded in August 1562 as a replacement for the churchyard at St. Giles Cathedral, which had grown too full. The most famous burial to take place here is that of Greyfriars Bobby, a Skye terrier. In the 19th century, Bobby belonged to an Edinburgh City policeman called John Grey. When John died, Bobby was so distraught that he spent the rest of his life sitting on his master's grave, before passing away himself on the 14th of January, 1872, at the age of 16. He's buried here not far from his best friend, and there's a statue of him at the junction of George IV Bridge and Candlemaker Row, just opposite the entrance to the churchyard. Now, on to the Harry Potter connection. As the kirkyard is not far from the cafes J.K. Rowling used to frequent, she would occasionally walk through here for inspiration. Now, Harry Potter fans from around the world come here to see the gravestones, whose engravings inspired those of so many of the book's characters. Here you will find the tombs of Thomas Riddle, although with a slightly different spelling, who lent his name to that of the Dark Lord himself, as well as that of William McGonagall, a poet who shares a surname with the head of Gryffindor House, and a Mrs. Elizabeth Moody, who perhaps gave her name to a certain mad-eyed professor. According to Rowling, she did not deliberately name Tom Riddle after the gravestone here, but she did admit it may have subconsciously been an inspiration. She also officially confirmed that McGonagall's name did indeed come from the very bad poet, her words, who's buried here. It's worth mentioning that in 1999, in an interview with Barnes & Noble, Rowling was quoted as saying, quote, "And so far, I have got names from saints, place names, war memorials, gravestones. I just collect them. I'm so interested in names." So it would appear this kirkyard indeed inspired her. The kirkyard is almost always open to the public, as is the church, from April to October for tourism and year-round for services. To get to the graves we mentioned above, simply walk straight past the church along the left of the building, and you'll find them in the back towards the right, behind the remains of the old Flodden Wall, the remains of a 16th century wall that used to surround the city.